think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, I'm joined by Lauren Berman, the founder of Four Chairs Theater. We'll be talking about their upcoming Midwest premiere of the musical Island Song. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Now, Lauren, when did you establish Four Chairs Theater?
We started back, our first show was in 2018, so it was the summer of 2018 that it was established. Okay. With a production of Spring Awakening.
Oh, I love that show. Very gripping and edgy. What was your motivation to start Four Chairs Theater?
I've been working in theater for a very long time at different theaters, some in California, some in Illinois, and I always had a dream of having my own space and being able to provide a space that would allow for voices that may not be heard and people that may not have been seen, and just to make it a very inclusive and safe environment and do amazing theater with people that are like-minded.
Very neat.
So it was exciting to have my own space.
And where does the name Four Chairs Theater come from? It's a very unique name.
Well, a couple different things. In the musical title of show, they sing a song, and there's a comment in there that you know, about putting on a show with absolutely nothing, that we'll be fine with just four chairs. So that was a concept, because I really started out with nothing. And when we did Spring Awakening, ironically, we just rented out a space that had really no theater. It was just a space, and we used four chairs.
Oh, wow.
And that became the woods, that became, you know, where they went to school. And then the following summer, I did Be More Chill, and again, we used the chairs. So it's kind of become a kind of a symbol of being able to create theater with just, you know, a few minimum pieces of, you know, a set, and be able to create a story that way.
Now, you mentioned for your first show, for Spring Awakening, you rented a space. Mm-hmm. What part of Chicago is Four Chairs Theater based out of?
Good question. Right now, everywhere, because I'm open to anywhere that I can rent or anywhere I can find. I don't have a permanent home.
Okay.
So we're kind of just wherever we can find a place to do a show. As a matter of fact, now it's virtually.
Right. Now, yeah. What is your personal background in theater?
Wow, it goes way back. My dad was really my inspiration.
Oh.
He's the children's dentist in Chicago, but he's also a lover of theater and was always acting my whole life. So I think the first show I did was at Techne Theater, and I was one of the Snow Children, and he was Jigger in Carousel.
Oh, very
so
neat.
It goes way back, and he also was trained to be a concert pianist. So my whole life, I listened to music and musical theater and just was brought up loving that whole world. And so then decided to major in it in college and continue on. And my brother's actually in TV. He writes for television. So there's a lot of our family involved in the arts.
Oh, neat. What shows does he work on?
He wrote and directed some episodes of Psych, Rosewood. He was also an actor. He was on Wonder Years for many years. So, yeah, kind of trickles down from my dad to all of us.
Very neat. It's always fun to have multiple people in a family have a performing gene, so we could
absolutely
say.
Absolutely. I know my college roommate laughed when she first came to my house for Thanksgiving, because rather than watch a game after dinner, we all just played the piano or tap danced or whatever we would do together. It was always singing around the piano.
Now, speaking of college, you went to UCLA, where
yes,
you got a BFA and an MFA in acting. What was your college experience like?
It was wonderful. And the reason I say that is it wasn't a conservatory. It allowed us, you know, to take classes in just about anything. And I think that's important, you know, when especially as a director, just to have a sense of the whole world. And it also allowed me to try different things. Like I got into playwriting, I got into directing just because my MFA students said, let's put out a play. And so that's how I kind of started directing.
Very
So it
nice.
just allowed for a bunch of different experiences.
Now, I know you do a lot of directing these days. Do you also continue to perform, or are you more concentrated on directing?
That's such a good question because I've actually been contemplating, like, why not go back to performing a little bit? Because for many years I've been directing, but I do think about it. That's funny that you bring that up because I've been thinking about that a lot lately. So maybe I'll give it a try again.
Very neat. What kind of projects appeal to you as a performer versus director?
Oh boy. Actually, probably the same. Something that has heart in it, something that tells a unique story, something you can sink yourself into and where the characters have a full journey from beginning to end. Something that when the audience leaves, you're thinking, it changes your life a little bit, shakes you up a little. That's my favorite kind of theater.
Now, you went to school in Southern California. What brought you back to Chicago?
I think wanting to put down my roots and have a family somewhere where I knew it would be a good place to raise a family since I was brought up here. And there's something about the Midwest that's just, I remember the first day I got back and I was riding a bus and someone said good morning. And I know that sounds crazy, but there's just a friendliness that's in Chicago and like a down to earth, grounded kind of feeling.
Yeah, that Midwest persona.
Right. And I miss that.
Now, can you tell me some about the past shows that you've done at Four Chairs? You mentioned Spring Awakening and Be More Chill. Can you tell us a little bit about those productions?
Absolutely. I mean, Spring Awakening, what I loved about our production is I used the ages of the characters. So I really did use teenagers, which I think brought a rawness and an honesty to it, because they were kind of living in this world, and so that was really, really exciting. And again, just having to work with barely anything, really, you focus on the text, you focus on the music, and that's where you make new discoveries. You're not relying on a lot of production value. And same with Be More Chill. I don't know if you're familiar with, but it had just opened in New York off Broadway, and for some reason I got the rights to do it at the same time. And again, I cast with authentic ages, and it's about a teenager who feels like an outcast and struggling, and then swallows this whip. It's kind of a crazy play, but again, we just had so much fun creating this story. I do have a funny thing that happened though
Oh,
with Be
yes.
More. So it was not opening night, but it was about 5 minutes before the show began. And again, we're not in a big theater, we're just in a room, and I'm kind of doing everything, folding programs, making sure there's toilet paper, making sure the tickets are going okay. And 5 minutes before, the show I would say is rated PG-13 because there's language and one scene that's kind of inappropriate, and a young woman comes up the stairs with two very young children. I want to say like 3 years old, right? So it's 5 minutes before, and I said to her, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but I think it's inappropriate, for your children. And she said, no, I'm fine with it. And so I took a deep breath and I said, well, I need as a director to tell you that I think that some of the material might not be appropriate for your kids. And she said, no, they're fine to see it. And I said, well, I'm happy to just give you back your money. And I was just trying everything. And finally she just leaned in and she said, I'm Joe Trays's sister. So she was the one of the composer book writers sister. Oh, well, come on in. Come on in. But it reminded me when years ago I was in New York with my kids and I thought, oh, we should go see a show. Oh, look, it's a Muppet show, Avenue Q. That would be great. And the usher came up to me before the show and said, I think I need to warn you, this might not be right for your children. And I thought he was saying my children are not well behaved. I said, oh no, they're used to seeing theater. They'll be great.
Oh
And
boy.
you can only imagine, I probably scarred my children and act two. And then went on to direct that show. So it's kind of a full circle.
Where did you direct it?
I did a Metropolis.
Oh, I saw it there. I loved it. You did a superb job. I'd never seen it before. My teenage son and I went to see it, and we had a blast. It was an amazing show.
Oh, that's funny. It's a really, really interesting show because as the actors, you know, you're really bringing a voice to the puppet, but it kind of becomes part of you.
Yeah.
So it's hilarious.
Now, the shows that you've done for Four Chairs, what do you think has led to their success? What is the guiding principle that in these shows that really translated to success with the audiences?
I would go back to the authenticity and honesty of just telling a story with the, you know, the voices that should be telling it. And I'm also very open to, again, trying to notice people in the room that may not have been given an opportunity before or would bring something new to the table.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, I'm joined by Four Chairs Theater founder Lauren Berman. We are discussing Four Chairs' upcoming Midwest premiere of the musical Island Song. Well, let's talk a little bit about Island Song. Why did you choose this particular production?
You know, I wasn't very familiar with it, and I started listening to the music, and I felt like the message of the play was similar to what a lot of us were feeling, you know, going through a pandemic and grappling with isolation and disconnection. And so it focuses on five young people who are in New York, and it transpires over 1 year. And it does focus on these lives that are disconnected and that everyone is searching for some human connection. And then throughout the musical, they discover a chain of connection that where they each discover more about themselves. There's a few lines that I think really represent the show well. And one of them is this character Cooper, who says about New York, "This is where you have to know who you are and hang on to it for dear life." I love that line. And there's also a song in the middle called "So Many Windows," which represents hope. And it's all the characters looking out a window, you know, wondering who else is out there, who else can I connect with, and could anyone be wondering right now about me as I'm looking at the way someone wondering about me. So there's a lot of just qualities about, you know, what we all need now, right? Because mm-hmm. we've all been isolated, and just that connection. And there's also a lot of humor in it too. It's just, you know, and the other reason why it lends itself to a virtual production is there's a lot of solos or small duets, some ensemble numbers, but a lot of it focuses around that.
Now, this is the Midwest premiere of Island Song. So,
well, I should say to preface, it's a Midwest virtual premiere.
Midwest virtual premiere. Okay.
No one's been able to do it live yet.
Okay.
And we're hoping to also once. You know, things are safe back in theater.
So as the virtual premiere, not everyone is going to be familiar with the score. How would you describe the music?
Pop rock, kind of a kinetic energy. Just it's alive and exciting. That's how I would describe it.
And the musical is being performed virtually. Have the rehearsals also been all virtual?
They have, on Zoom.
And how does that work? What was the process like for you?
It was a challenge, to be honest, because when you're, and I'm sure you know from doing a radio show, but when you have more than one voice and you're trying to sing, there's a delay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's ridiculous. Like we were trying to do five-part harmony with five people in separate locations. And, you know, once you get a delay, it's just, it's difficult. So we would end up having to do the ensemble songs, rehearsing them. Okay, you go first. Now you do your whole thing. So they'd be sitting there listening to the other parts and then come in, and they were each playing their own individual tracks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and then my sound engineer takes all of the tracks and then he has to put them all together. So I would tell you, for example, the opening song, he was working with 150 different components to put together this one song. in order to balance the instrumental track as well as the vocal track as well as the harmonies.
So what is the timeline for creating a virtual production like this? It sounds very time intensive.
It is. So what's interesting is we have actually at this moment finished the filming and the recording with the actors, but now we need a few weeks to just work on editing and the audio and the video. So it's quite a challenge. And, you know, the downside is you don't get to work with people, you know, together in a room, but we've tried to bond as much as we can over Zoom.
Now, how do you make personal connections with the cast without being in the same room?
It's tough. I mean, we try to have conversations and, you know, just talk about our days and, you know, we still can delve into the characters and talk a lot, but another crazy story. So there's a duet in the musical called Tie Me Up, and it's between a couple, and she is very interested in being physically intimate that evening, and she has planned a whole evening revolving around a fireman kind of role playing. She's got a fireman hat and a rope, and he has his mind on love and marriage. And so try directing that in two separate places.
Right.
So I had to mail the props to each of the actors. So they each had a rope and, you know, with the fireman hat. And then we rehearsed it. But again, there's the delay. So then we had to record it separately. And now the editor is putting it together. But it creates a lot of humor, a lot of humor, because you've got to tie in like a reveal that she does with his look. And, you know, it's difficult, you know, but fun. It was a fun challenge.
Where did you find the talent for this show?
I held auditions, and as you probably know, Chicago has an abundant amount of talent, just so many wonderful artists. And these actors have been wonderful to work with because, you know, again, the challenge of filming for themselves or filming on a phone and setting up a ring light and, you know, finding a costume in their closet. It was just a lot of hands-on, and I love that everyone was so positive and just eager to do theater again.
Can you tell us about your cast in particular?
I have just wonderful cast. Nick Arceo is playing Will. Jojo Farrell is playing Cooper. Alon Smith is playing Jordan. Caitlin Feely is playing Caroline. And Jasmine Lacey Guy is playing Shoshana.
Neat.
And they're this wonderful cast.
And what were some of the biggest challenges of directing a musical virtually? You've touched on it. Are there any other ones that were a big challenge?
I'm trying to think. I mean, the biggest thing was just the delay and not being able to, you know, talk directly to each other. Mm-hmm. Another challenge was that some of the scenes are set in the summer and we wanted to get individual outdoor footage. Like there's one scene where two characters are sitting on a bench and they meet. So what we did, we just had to film the one actor by himself and then later on the other one. But it's summer, and imagine the snow in the background and also the breath coming out of them.
Right.
So there were a few challenges that way too. And we couldn't be on a subway. There's a couple songs on a subway. So we had to kind of talk to the composer, and we put one of the scenes on a bench.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You always have to adapt. It actually brings me to an interesting question. Some directors treat the script like a Bible, and others go in and make changes and kind of make their own vision of it. What is your approach? What is your feeling on that?
I treat it like a Bible because, you know, having been in playwriting a little bit too, it's so important. That's the words of the writer. And I just can't imagine disrespecting that. That's just so important to me. But another really like that, if I could tell you a highlight of this, experience, I had the chance to speak directly to Sam Karner, who is the book writer, and he came to one of our Zoom rehearsals, which was an unbelievable experience for myself and everybody, all the actors, because he was there and he was giving his perspective of, you know, where this idea came from, the characters, the journey. And so we learned so much from him in that one rehearsal. And actors were even asking specifics like, you know, what color do you see my character as?
Oh, wow.
And it was just, it was fascinating. And one of the big things he talked about was the idea of despair. Because in his notes in the beginning of the script, it says, I don't want, you know, the characters falling into despair. And so we had a long discussion about what does that mean? Because everybody goes through downs in life and those kind of feelings. But his idea is that we don't give up. And that no matter what life brings to you, you've got to find a way to pick yourself up and keep going. Especially in New York, he was saying, if you stop for a minute and you sink into that despair, you get crushed. So it's the whole idea of just moving on and finding hope in the darkest moments. So it was a treat to have him there.
Now, this is going to be the Midwest virtual premiere of Island Song, and it's going to start airing April 23rd as a video on demand production. How do people access this production?
We're going to be getting a link through ShowTix for you, and then that way you can go get your ticket, and then you have a certain amount of hours where you can watch it. You don't have to watch it in an exact time. And we're hoping to... We're hoping that we'll be able to have it for 2 weekends.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your creative team?
Oh, the amazing. I had Phil, who's doing the sound design, and he's actually putting all the editing together. And he has a company, Deft, and he's just been wonderful to work with. I have someone who's helping with videography, Matt, who's, you know, going just getting photo stills. And I also have two people who have lived in New York who have sent me photographs of certain areas in New York that we can use. And then Kaylee Rockwell is our music director, and she's worked in Chicago too, and just wonderful to work with.
Now, you're both the director and producer of Island Song. Is it complex wearing both hats?
Yes. Yes. And I hope to one day have a bigger team and be able to have a producer and a business manager, marketing director, because right now I'm kind of wearing a lot of hats and juggling a lot, learning a lot too as I go along.
What's the biggest challenge of being producer and director?
Time management and just having to worry about every single aspect of the production. I just can't leave anything unturned. I've just kind of got to be on my toes about, you know, every single aspect of the show.
And what advice would you give to other theaters looking to create productions virtually?
That's a really great question. To go into it knowing that there will be challenges and that you kind of, there's new discoveries you can make by working virtually, but you know, you have to find creative ways to get around the fact that you're not in a physical space.
Now, you also coach acting and musical theater. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about your approach to coaching?
I individuality. So I love to work with actors and find their strengths or their weaknesses and or what they specifically want to work on. And it could be for a college audition. It could be for a Chicago audition coming up. Could be for a high school audition. I try to gear it very much around that actor. And I truly believe everybody can be an actor. Everybody, you know, has a story to tell. So I love coaching and I love bringing confidence to someone and really nurturing self-esteem.
What are some of the tips that you give to young artists that you work with?
Keep going. Just believe in yourself and try to, as best you can, block out the other voices, the negativity, the competition, and really focus on what you can bring. Because every single person has a gift. Every single person should be noticed. And it just takes that one person to kind of maybe look a different way and not, you know, be stuck in stereotypes or, you know, just really open your heart and you might discover somebody new and hear something or see something you never saw before.
Now, we have a lot of excitement building up for Island Song that's going to start video on demand on April 23rd. In addition to that, what is next for Four Chairs Theater after Island Song?
Hopefully a live production, a live musical. I was hoping to do one this summer, but again, I think I have to put that on the back burner for now for safety reasons. But I would love to do more productions and possibly celebrate new playwrights and provide some children's theater also. I also, during this pandemic, focused a lot on doing fundraisers. So I ended up doing a cabaret Q series, and we did a cabaret for a safe place, Circles and Ciphers, and the Trevor Project. So I hope to do more of that also.
And just really brief, what would you say is your favorite part of directing?
My favorite part of directing? The discovery for me and telling a story that can, again, change someone's life. Or, you know, if we all are looking through a lens of a camera, maybe it's taking that lens off and looking at something in a different way. And then you walk away and you learn more about yourself and you learn more about other people. So it really comes down to the telling of the story.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee, giving you a backstage look at everything entertainment. My guest has been Lauren Berman, founder of Four Chairs Theater. They will be presenting the Midwest virtual premiere of the musical Island Song, starting April 23rd as a video on-demand production. For more details, visit fourchairstheater.org. You can also find the theater company on Facebook and Instagram. Lauren, it has been an absolute delight talking to you. I wish you the very best of success with Island Song, and I hope you will come back in the future and talk to us about some of your other productions.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Lauren. I wish you the best.
Thank you. You too. Be safe.